The Ant and the Grasshopper. In a farmer's field one bright summer's day, a grasshopper made merry the whole day long, hopping about, dancing, chirping, and singing to his heart's content. As he sprang about here and there, making noise for his enjoyment, he could not help but notice an ant toiling away, dragging an ear of corn that was much, much bigger than the ant was. The ant struggled and groaned and pushed. Yet little by little, the ear of corn made its way across the farmer's field. "Why, brother ant," said the merry grasshopper, "why don't you stop your toil for a moment and join with me and have some fun? We can dance and sing and enjoy life and have not a care in this world. All work and no play will make you a very dull ant, you know."
"Winter will come some day, Mr. Grasshopper," said the ant, "and I must lay up some corn for the arrival of the cold winds and snow when it does. Food doesn't grow in the winter, you know. We ants have mouths to feed."
"Heavens to Betsy," cried the grasshopper, "you are a sour little ant, you are, with all your work, work, work. Life will pass you by if you do not live it. We already have grain, lots of it. I've eaten my fill for days."
"But today is today, and tomorrow is tomorrow," answered the ant. "I suggest that you give up your layabout ways, Mr. Grasshopper, and prepare for the winter that will surely come."
"Some other time, brother ant. Today I am too busy studying my fun and merriment to submit myself to the drudgery of putting up grain. No thanks." And so the grasshopper hopped away, chirping and singing and pulling funny faces at everyone he passed. The ant sighed and put his shoulder to the ear of corn and kept pushing, pushing, pushing. Days went by, and then months, and soon enough the winter winds blew down from the north, and everyone huddled indoors to stay warm and toasty. The ant shared the bounty of corn they had stored for the winter, and feasted on tasty roasted corn nuggets until their bellies were full and satisfied, and they slept peacefully and warmly by the fireside. The grasshopper searched his cupboard inside and out, and could not find a morsel to eat. As his stomach grew empty and hollow, he cried and wailed that his chirper would no longer chirp. Only because of the generosity of a few kindly ants did the grasshopper not starve that winter. But he was warned. "This is the last winter we will provide for you. From now on, Mr. Grasshopper, you must provide for yourself." The moral of the story is, it is always best to plan for what lies ahead.